While efforts are still underway at the Pentagon, the city of Washington is also feeling the effects of Tuesday's attacks. Eleanor Holmes Norton is Washington, D.C.'s non-voting representative in Congress. She stopped by our studios today to talk. The way she put it, official Washington and unofficial Washington are joined at the hip. When one acts, the other feels it. As an example, she said, look at what happens when the White House perimeter is expanded.
To give you an idea of what that means, I have two district offices. One of them is in the middle of town. The other is across the river in Southeast. The one in the middle of town is close to the White House, 15th and I, just because that happens to be where there's a subway stop and where people can get to easily. Well, 15th and I is pretty close to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. My folks in my district office had cops come in and said, everybody get out. Why? Because the White House perimeter has been extended to include my district office, and if there is any inkling of a threat, even a false threat, and all of these threats have been false, then no one stops to explain why, and they simply empty out every building on the street.
Now, you've been in briefings, official briefings with the White House, with the State Department, with the Department of Defense. What do you know that you can tell us from the briefings, the official briefings you've had, about expectations for some other kind of attack? Do you know specifics, or do you just know in general we need to be on a heightened state of alert?
They're not telling even members of the Intelligence Committee about the expectations of another attack, and very frankly, I don't think they know. When I went with members of Congress from the regions that have been affected, New York and Virginia and New Jersey and the rest, the president personally briefed us. When it came time to ask questions, I said to the president that my concern was not only for official Washington, but for what I should tell my constituents. And what I really wanted to know was Washington being protected so that the kind of attack from the air could not occur again. And the president himself said to me, Washington is being monitored, has a perimeter that is being monitored by AWACS and F-16s. That was frankly comforting news to me, and the first time I had heard it from anybody. I hadn't heard it in any of my DOD briefings, or we had been briefed by members of the cabinet. But the president said, you betcha. This is probably the safest city in the United States today because our waterways now, you can't come into the Potomac River or the Anacostia River, and we're surrounded by water. There are no flights into National or Reagan National Airport. Of course, that's terrible for us in one sense because we are a tourist city. But what it does mean is that I do not expect at least that kind of attack on the District of Columbia and official Washington. What I do wonder, I don't think the next attack is going to be like the last attack. We've closed Pennsylvania Avenue because we thought the next attack would be like that one, and it seems now to be totally irrelevant. What I want to know is whether our intelligence is focusing on what the next attack will be like, because I don't have much reason to believe that we're going to have those folks try to do that same thing again.
Tell me, what have people, you mentioned your constituents, and of course Washington is a city of neighborhoods like every other city in America. It's not just made up of government official buildings. What are people in the neighborhoods telling you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing they're telling me, that we've lost three children who were in the plane that crashed into the Pentagon on their way to California because they were honor students who had won a prize from the National Geographic Society. So it's touched our neighborhoods very directly in the most poignant way, and there is real concern for our neighborhoods. What I have put out a notice asking ministers to devote their services tomorrow not only to praying for the victims, but to trying to return our city to normal and to calm our city. I am going to the church where I was christened. I normally go to various churches in D.C. I'm going to the church where my parents christened me, St. George's Episcopal Church. I'm a fourth generation Washingtonian, because I'm going there to say, go to your home church. Think about your home. I am a child of World War II. I was a very little girl in World War II. I remember the air raids. I remember what was happening overseas. I remember the concern. I do not remember ever feeling vulnerable right here in Washington, D.C. It took it took me becoming a grown-up woman representing this city to understand that this city is not invincible.
Eleanor Holmes Norton is the congressional delegate from Washington, D.C. Thank you, Delegate Norton.
My pleasure.